It is unworthy of our great country. It is unworthy of our great legal tradition. And in response, I have today directed a group of U.S. attorneys to examine sentencing disparities and to develop recommendations on how we can address them. In this area, and in many others, in ways both large and small, we as a country must resolve to do better. The President and I agree that it's time to take a pragmatic approach. And that's why I am proud to announce today that the Justice Department will take a series of significant actions to recalibrate America's federal criminal justice system. We will start by fundamentally rethinking the notion of mandatory minimum sentences for drug-related crimes. Some statutes that mandate inflexible sentences, and this is regardless of the individual conduct that is at issue in a particular case, reduce the discretion available to prosecutors, judges, and to juries. Because they oftentimes generate unfairly long sentences, they breed disrespect for the system. When applied indiscriminately, they do not serve public safety. They, and let's be honest, some of the enforcement priorities that we have set have had a destabilizing effect on particular communities, largely poor and of color. And applied inappropriately, they are ultimately counterproductive. This is why I have today mandated a modification of the Justice Department's charging policy so that certain low-level, nonviolent drug offenders who have no ties to large-scale organizations, gangs, or cartels will no longer be charged with offenses that impose draconian mandatory minimum sentences. They now will be charged with offenses for which the accompanying sentences are better suited to their individual conduct rather than excessive prison terms more appropriate for violent criminals or drug kingpins.